We need to talk about the Moth. The Moth is coming to Louisville. In fact, it's already here. It's on the radio. It's been four seasons. The fifth season of The Moth, I can tell you, is scheduled for October, just about 2 weeks from now on Saturday afternoons at 2. But it's actually here and now today because The Moth Story Slam is taking place tonight at Headliners. Jennifer Hickson, senior producer of The Moth. Dan Kennedy, who hosts the hugely popular Moth podcast. Both of them are here. And we're going to talk a little bit about Story Slam. But I wanted first... We have a lot of people who become very big fans of The Moth in Louisville before the radio show. They saw it in New York. They were subscribers to the podcast, and then they found it on the radio and were excited. Some others discovered it on the radio and have backtracked through those other paths to get to The Moth. But I wonder, Jennifer, first of all, you could just kind of, for those who don't know what The Moth is about, kind of give me a sense of it.
Well, it started in 1997 in New York City. Was the first official Moth, but it was really born in on the porch of a woman named Wanda Bullard, who's from St. Simon's Island in Georgia. George Green, the novelist and poet, was a friend of hers. She welcomed anybody to come on her porch and tell stories. And when George moved to New York City, he really missed that and decided to recreate a kind of Southern night of storytelling in his living room.
And what an odd thing to do, you would think, in a big city like New York, to try to transport a tradition that would seem to be much more rural, much more of a different kind of really era, you know, and bring it to the modern day.
Well, that's what we needed it. And it became immediately evident that people were very hungry for it because Dan, the first time there were a few people there and the next time 100 yeah. people at his ding-dong, at his buzzer, at his house.
Yeah, so. It quickly outgrew George's apartment, even though he had a perfectly large apartment as a successful writer. It was not going to fit in there. And there was something, you know, very, very attractive in New York City about the opportunity to talk for more than about 3 seconds, you know, to somebody. The pace in that town is crazy. I think you tell people they can get up on stage and talk for 5 or 10 minutes about something that happened to them, and they line up all the way down the block.
Yeah, maybe there's something more special about it in the fact that in that kind of a lifestyle, you almost need a moment to step back. It's a moment of reflection that a lot of times in a frenetic world, which more and more of us find ourselves in, we don't have or we don't avail ourselves of.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I like to say that, you know, we're sort of living in times where Twitter counts as keeping in touch, you know, or Facebook counts as keeping in touch. I mean, yeah. I literally said that the other day when, like, my girlfriend asked me what I was doing. I was like, I'm on Twitter. She was like, you're still on Twitter? I was like, well, I have a lot of people to sort of keep in touch with. It was like, Dan, that's not keeping in touch with your friends.
Jennifer, where does the slam fit into the architecture of the Moth?
Well, the slam, we had to create the slam because so many people heard, came to our main stage shows where we curate and really work with each storyteller and seek out amazing stories. But then people were banging down the door saying, but I have a story too. And we couldn't possibly produce that many shows. So we said, well, let's just set up a forum where we lay out some parameters. It needs to be 5 minutes. It must be on this theme, and let them come at us and see what they have. And the short time frame is very merciful sometimes because, I mean, some people are absolutely brilliant and some people can go on. As you know, you've been stuck at a water cooler, I'm sure, with someone who doesn't quite hit plot point one until very late into the into the story. And it's been amazing how many brilliant people we found coming through. And it feeds our other show programs.
Yeah, and what do you look for? I mean, what is it about a story or a storyteller that causes you and the others at The Moth to say, there's something here?
I think there's a willingness to be vulnerable that really helps, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a big thing. I mean, I'm a huge fan of a lack of polished presentation. I think that's one of the best things about The Moth is just that, you know, people come up to the mic and it's basically like telling a story to a friend or to a family member. If you've ever had that moment where you're still at the dinner table, even though dinner was done an hour ago and everyone's mm-hmm. laughing or, you know, commiserating or whatever they're doing. It's like, I always think that's one of the best qualities in the stories that The Moth gets.
And people are also mining their lives to tell these stories, something that really meant something to them, that changed them somehow, or they're looking for significant moments mm-hmm. To bring to
And I'm thinking I should have looked this up ahead of time. It's one of the great stories at the Moth, and it's been on the radio show, and I saw it in person twice, as a matter of fact. Guy who got stabbed.
Ed Gavigan.
Mm. Ed Gavigan.
Yes.
I guess, you know, it's the vulnerability that is present in someone who will tell that story many times, but it's a personal story. It's deeply affecting, and it's deeply moving to watch it and to hear it. I've heard it now watched it twice, heard it a third time, and it is still a tremendously powerful real story, not only for me, but I, seeing him in person even the second time, it gives me goosebumps because it was realization how close to the heart this story still is for him. It's not a glib experience reaching in, and there's that sense of vulnerability that exists in multiple tellings. I mean, that really is meaningful to me. About the power of a story.
He is in it every single time he tells it.
Yeah.
The pain is still there, but as you know, there's also very funny parts in that story.
Yeah.
And he's genuinely laughing at the funny parts, too. He's reliving it every time he tells it. He's really in it.
So for individuals who are in our audience who are going to show up tonight and want to talk about Scars for a few minutes, Dan, you've been up in front of the microphone not only presenting these things but also telling a story. I mean, what advice would you give?
You know, I would just sort of what we were talking about with Ed Gavigan's story, just, you know, choose something that is real to you and that's significant to you. And I don't know, my favorite stories are always people that you can tell they're almost figuring out, like, in the first minute, like, oh my gosh, I'm in front of 300 people telling this. Oh my gosh. You know, that moment to me is the most exciting moment on stage. And there are other people, I think, Jennifer, we've both seen people who get up there and you can kind of tell from the second they get up there, like, oh, they've got this down. This is a thing that they do, you know. We often say the Moth loves funny people, but it's not a place for stand-up comedy, just for that very reason. So I would say just you know, authenticity and like Jennifer was saying, vulnerability, you know, to get up. You're amongst friends. You know, that's the best thing about these crowds. I've done all kinds of shows between book tours or other storytelling things. And whenever I'm back home with the Moth, it's always that moment of you're kind of amongst this very unique crowd of friends that just want to hear what you have to say. It's not about, you know, bowling people over and being like this professional, you know, amazing entertainer or anything like that. I think that's what's beautiful about it.
Be prepared though too, right? So
have your
plot point. You have a time frame, so you really think about before you come your plot points, but don't memorize it every single word and here's where I dazzle them, ta-da. Right? There's all loosely follow that path.
Yeah, it's not stand-up comedy.
No.
Right.
This is entirely something different. It is a story.
Jazz hands and flourishes like that should not figure in.
All right. Dan Kennedy and Jennifer Hickson, thank you very much for coming in and talking with me. The doors open tonight at 7 at Headliners, and it begins at 8. Yeah, we're promoting the event because the Moth is a big part of WFPL, and we're excited to be a part of this. And so thanks to both of you for coming in and talking with us.
Thanks for having us.
We'll talk with Marsh Mukhtari about Extreme Chef coming up in just a moment on Here and Now.